To invite the children forward for a brief children's message on All Saints Sunday, please come on down. Got a few friends here this morning. Pretty excited to be here, it looks like. Come on down here, Drew. There you go. Thanks, buddy. Good morning. Good to see you guys. Have you guys ever been lost before? Have you ever been lost? Yeah? Where were you lost? On a road? In the grocery store? Yeah? Well, I was lost a few weeks back. I want to tell you about it. I decided to go out for a nice little drive to a place called Finley Wildlife Reserve. Ever been out to Finley Wildlife? No? Okay. Well, it's kind of a big open park, but with lots of roads going through, and there I was driving around, and as I got out of Finley Wildlife Reserve, I took a wrong turn, and I started going south towards Junction City, that direction, and not back towards Corvallis. And so I stopped on the road, and I used a little tool. I'm not going to tell you what that tool was. And then I turned around and came back. That tool helped me. Now, can you tell me what tool I used to get me back to Corvallis and Philomath? Samuel?
A sign.
A sign? Good. That's a really good guess. Close. Excellent. A map. Right. Very good. A map. Do you guys know what a map is? Yeah? Okay. I thought you were going to say a cell phone, actually. A map is on a cell phone, all right? So that's the way it works these days, right? I didn't even know if you guys knew what a map was. So that's right. I turned my cell phone on, and my cell phone says, it gives me messages if I'm on the right road. If I'm on the wrong road. If I'm on the wrong road, my phone says something. It says, recalculating, okay? Recalculating, and I know that I'm not on the right road. When I'm on the right road, my phone doesn't say anything, okay? So I don't really know for sure if I'm on the right road. It must be because it's quiet. This morning, there's a little word that we're hearing at church that's, we're going to hear it quite a bit this morning. In fact, Vicar Dollar read this word quite often. The word is blessed. Blessed. Did you hear that word? It was in our gospel reading, blessed. One of the ancient meanings of that word blessed is this.
On the right road.
That's what blessed means. You're on the right road. We know that we're on the right road because we're following Jesus. How do you know you're on the right road? And how do you know you're following Jesus? What do you think? How do you know you're following Jesus or you're on the right road? That you're blessed. Do you have a map? Has God given us a map? Yeah? The map is the Bible. All right? The Bible. That's the map. But we also want to think about our passage from Matthew chapter 5. We want to think, when we do these things that are mentioned, blessed, when we do the things that are mentioned, we want to know that the Bible's telling us you're on the right road. All right? So I'm going to list a couple things. Tell me if you're on the right road if you're doing these things. All right? If you're arrogant, are you on the right road? What do you think? No, you're not. Very good. What about if you're poor in spirit? Are you on the right road? Yep, that's what it said. Blessed. If you're poor in spirit, what if you are, you've got a lot of pride in your heart? Yep, not on the right road. What about if you're merciful to others? Are you on the right road? Yep, you're blessed. So think about that. We want to think about how
God tells us that we're on the right road.
All right?
That's what today's gospel lesson is all about.
And we're going to think about some people who are on the right road. They are the saints, those special people who have
gone before us and who have died in the faith. So thanks for coming up today. Be listening for that
loud voice that speaks in your heart. You're blessed. You're on the right road, following those Beatitudes that we just read. Thanks for coming up this morning.